Thank you, Brother George. It is a delight for Sister Janice and I to be here again in Chicago. We bring the love of the brethren we meet with in Hartford, Connecticut. They voted on our Thursday meeting to send greetings to this convention. Although there's four of us from Hartford attending the convention. And we talked to Brother Bob and Sister Rebecca Gray yesterday, and they wanted their greetings sent to Chicago also. Lessons from the life of Jeremiah. You know, the book of Jeremiah, it is a large book. It has 52 chapters. And it is filled with historical facts and prophecies. And I'm sure everyone has their favorite scripture that they quote from the book of Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah was known as a prophet of doom because he served during the declining years of the kingdom of Judah. And we are going to look at the book of Jeremiah this morning as a historical book. The meaning of the name Jeremiah is Jehovah will lift up, exalt, or will rise. Now, Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah. If chapter 1, verse 1 tells us this, it says, "The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin." Now, the town of Anathoth was located about 3 miles northeast of Jerusalem. And we recall the Levites, they had no inheritance in the land. But they were given 48 cities to dwell in. And the town of Anathoth was one of those cities. It was located in the land allotted to the tribe of Benjamin. Now, Benjamin was one of the smallest tribes. That tribe united with the largest tribe, which was the tribe of Judah, after the death of King Solomon. So Benjamin and Judah became the two-tribe kingdom, known as the Kingdom of Judah. The other 10 northern tribes were called the Kingdom of Israel. Now, when Jeremiah came on the scene, the 10-tribe kingdom had already been overthrown and taken captive by the Assyrians. The next two verses of chapter 1 tells us, it gives us a time period in which Jeremiah was on the scene. It says, verse 2, "The word of the Lord came by Jeremiah in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month." So Jeremiah's ministry extended over the last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah to the destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of their people to Babylon. Now, the kings mentioned here are Josiah and his sons Jehoiakim and Zedekiah. Now, during that 40-year period, there was also a short reign of 3 months by another son of Josiah, and a son of Jehoiakim also reigned a short period, 3 months. Now, King Josiah, he was a good king. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. The high priest at that time, when King Josiah was reigning, he found the book of the law in the temple. So we are told that Josiah, he gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem, and Josiah went up into the temple, and all the men of Judah with him, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and all the prophets, and all the people. And Josiah read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And Josiah made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and to perform all the words of this covenant that was written in this book. And so Josiah accomplished that by destroying the heathen worship that was in the land and repairing the temple. He reinstated the Passover, which had not been kept for a number of years. So we believe Jeremiah also assisted Josiah in the reformation then that was going on. In fact, Jeremiah's words are recorded in chapter 3, gives some warnings to Judah. In chapter 3, verse 6, we read, "The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for all the causes thereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement, yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also." So the Lord here is speaking through Jeremiah, saying that Judah had not profited by the example of the Lord's displeasure with Israel, that is the 10-tribe kingdom, and was sinning also despite the warnings of all the prophets. Now, during the reign of Josiah, the king of Egypt, whose name was Pharaoh Necho, he went up against the king of Assyria to battle. And he, passing through the land of Israel, King Josiah went out against him to battle. And King Josiah was slain at Megiddo. And he was taken back to Jerusalem in his chariot where he was buried. When Josiah was killed in battle, we are told that all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for him. And we're also told that Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah. The kingdom of Judah then became subject to the king of Egypt. Pharaoh Necho had set Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, on the throne. And Jehoiakim had to tax the land to give tribute money to Egypt. Now we're going to look into some of Jeremiah's words during the reign of King Jehoiakim. Now the scriptures say that Jehoiakim did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Let's turn to chapter 36. Chapter 36 of Jeremiah. In verse 1 it says, "And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Barak, the son of Neriah, and Barak wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. Now when Barak had completed the writings of this book, he took it to the temple, and he read it to the people, all gathered there. We read in verse 16 of the 36th chapter, "Now it came to pass, when they had heard all these words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Barak, We will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, Tell us, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Barak answered him, He pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Barak, Go and hide yourself. You and Jeremiah, let no man know where you are. And the princes, they also took the book, and they told the king about it. And then the king sent, and he sent a man named Jehudi to fetch the book and to read it to him. We read in verse 22 now of the 36th chapter. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with a penknife. That is King Jehoiakim. He cut the book up. And he cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. And in verse 24 it says, Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Jehoiakim then commanded that they go seize Barak, and who was the scribe who wrote the words, and Jeremiah the prophet. But the scriptures tell us that the Lord hid him. Now, have you ever written a paper on a subject or some document and then you couldn't find it? You lost it? Or have you ever typed out a file on your computer and your hard drive crashed, or you accidentally hit the delete key? All your work disappeared. You know now, to a small degree, how Jeremiah felt. All his words from Josiah to the present day was burning on the fire. Yet we still have the book of Jeremiah with us today. So, what took place? You go down to verse 27 of the 36th chapter, and it says, Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Barak wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take thee again another roll, and write it in it all the former words that were in the first book, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. You know, this just shows us the type of individual Jeremiah was dealing with. And in verse 32, it says, then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Barak the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and there were added beside unto them many like words. So he had to write it all over again. Now, during Jehoiakim's reign, the king of Egypt, Pharaoh Necho, he was defeated by Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar entered Jerusalem after a short siege, and he took Jehoiakim prisoner. He bound him, he carried him to Babylon, along with some of the vessels of the temple. But after a while, Nebuchadnezzar reinstated Jehoiakim to the throne. But this time, Jehoiakim had to tax the land and pay tribute to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Jeremiah had prophesied the details of Jehoiakim's death. In verse 30 of the 36th chapter, this is what Jeremiah wrote. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And Jeremiah gave another prophecy of his death. This is found in chapter 22. Chapter 22, it is verses 18. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, ah, my brother, or ah, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, or ah, his glory. And in verse 19 it says, he shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. So evidently, Jehoiakim did not have the burial of a king like other kings. Somehow he met a violent death. His body was cast to the ground, and after being exposed for some time to the heat of the day and to the frost of the night, he was dragged away and buried with the burial of a dead animal without any lamentation beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Now, after the death of Jehoiakim, his son reigned for 3 months, and then finally Jehoiakim's brother, Zedekiah, was set on the throne by Nebuchadnezzar. Now, this would be Judah's last king. And he, like his brother, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, after, you know, they were paying tribute to Nebuchadnezzar, but after a while, Zedekiah made an alliance with Egypt. And the Pharaoh at that time, he came to the assistance of Zedekiah. And so Nebuchadnezzar's army left the area of Jerusalem for a while. Let us look into some of Jeremiah's words to Zedekiah at this time. Chapter 37, verse 7. Chapter 37, verse 7. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say to the king of Judah, that sent you unto me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt unto their own land. And the Chaldeans, which is Babylon, shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. And then in verse 9 it says, thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. And so for prophesying this, these words, Jeremiah was put in prison. False prophets had assured Zedekiah that the king of Babylon would not come again into this land. You know, it's interesting to know that later on, Zedekiah, he wanted to talk to Jeremiah in private, perhaps to get a clarification of the Lord's words. Maybe this time Jeremiah would say something different. So in verse 16 of the 37th chapter, we read, verse 16, when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, in the King James it reads, it means the various cells of the prison, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is, for said he, thou shalt be delivered unto the hand of the king of Babylon. I'm sure that's not the answer that Zedekiah was looking for. God's word had not changed. You know, they did not like Jeremiah because he told the truth. He was a prophet of the Lord. They preferred prophets who would tell them what they wanted to hear about their own wisdom and the greatness and the success of their policies. He was always, of course, misunderstood by the kings and his counselors. Thou shalt be delivered unto the hand of the king of Babylon. And how true those words were, because Nebuchadnezzar's army eventually besieged the city for 2 years. He came back. Finally, they entered the walls of Jerusalem. Zedekiah tried to get away, but they overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And Nebuchadnezzar ordered that Zedekiah's sons be slain before him, and Zedekiah's eyes were to be put out. And Zedekiah was taken to Babylon, where he died. Now, after Zedekiah's death, Jeremiah was set free from prison, and he remained in the land of Judah with some of the poor. And after a while, a leader arose, and he wanted to leave the land of Israel and take the remnant to Egypt. Jeremiah spoke out against this, and his words are recorded in chapter 42, verse 15. Chapter 42, verse 15. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you. And there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt, to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt. Of course, Jeremiah, he was rebuked for giving this message also. It tells us this in chapter 43, verse 2, where it says, all the proud men said unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. Well, of course, they didn't listen to the word of the Lord from Jeremiah, and the remnant was taken to Egypt by this leader. And Jeremiah himself is also taken. Jeremiah had to go with them. And in verse 7 of the 43rd chapter, we read, so they came unto the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tapanes. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah in Tapanes. So we know he was in Egypt also. And while in Egypt, Jeremiah still sought to turn the people back to the Lord. And the 44th chapter is an example of his writings in Egypt. And we have no further information respecting his life after he went to Tapanes. And most likely he died there in Egypt soon after. The 45th chapter of Jeremiah speaks again about the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim. So we know that this chapter does not, 45th chapter does not follow in a chronological order, as many of the chapters of this book do not follow in a chronological order. So this is just a short history of the life of the prophet Jeremiah and his messages to the various kings of Judah. So we would consider him a prophet of doom because the Lord commissioned him to call attention to the sins of the nation and the destruction that would follow upon them because of their idolatries. And so a message like that was seldom received well. Now let us consider some other lessons in from Jeremiah's life. When Jeremiah was called by the Lord, if we turn back to chapter 1, verse 4, we read, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I adorned thee, ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Well, what is Jeremiah's reaction to this? In verse 6 it says, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. We recall that is basically what Moses said when he was called to deliver Israel. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? But in verse 7 it says, chapter 1, verse 7, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now, Jeremiah, of course, did not do anything personally to destroy nations, but as God's spokesman, he prophesied of trials and calamities that would come on various nations. His words came true as the judgments came to pass. The power and truthfulness of his message was manifest by the fulfillment. And there will be a fulfillment in the proclamation to build and to plan again, a restoration of the whole world of mankind. A proclamation to build and plant again was given by Jeremiah concerning the nation of Israel, concerning Israel. In the 16th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 13, it says, Therefore will I cast you out of this land unto a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Now, Jeremiah had prophesied that Nebuchadnezzar would take the nation to Babylon. But he also said that they would return after 70 years. He prophesied that in two other places, Jeremiah 25:12 and Jeremiah 29:10. 25:12 and 29:10, that he would return. They would return from Babylon. But this prophecy here in verse 13 says, Unto a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers. Now, Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees. And that area, that's Babylonia, which is present-day Iraq. The city of Ur is near the city of Nazaria. We hear a lot about that today in the news of late, in the war that's going on. Jacob, he lived in present-day Syria for 20 years, and Jacob spent the last 17 years of his life in Egypt, so eventually the whole Israelites went in bondage there in Egypt. So the fathers had dwelt in other lands. So then this statement here in verse 13, to a land that ye know not, plus I will show you no favor, it positively marks this prophecy as relating to Israel's dispersion among all nations. And that was when Jesus said, Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And then in Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, verse 18, he said, And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double. And that word double is Mishnah, implying a casting off of favor for as long as a period as they enjoyed favor. And then in verse 15 of the 16th chapter says, But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again unto their land that I gave unto their fathers. And we can see the fulfillment of this beginning in 1878 with the Berlin Congress of Nations, and Jeremiah's words to build and to plant would begin to see a fulfillment in Israel. To build and to plant would include a restoration of the whole world of mankind, because Jeremiah also prophesied in Jeremiah 31, 31, where he said, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And in order to avail themselves of this covenant, all nations and peoples will be obliged to become part of Israel. The nations are to be blessed under this new covenant by becoming daughters to Israel. Now, did you ever wonder just how much personal faith Jeremiah had in his own prophecies, that his own nation would again live in the land under the new covenant arrangement and come back into that land? You know, we always quote in 2 Peter where we say, "The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And so we say the Holy Spirit operating on their minds caused the prophets to speak things of future events which they themselves did not fully understand. But, you know, we believe Jeremiah, he certainly understood that Israel would again dwell in the land, not after the 70 years, but after the dispersion. And a point we'd like to make is found in the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah. 32nd chapter of Jeremiah. At this time, it was the 10th year of Zedekiah that Nebuchadnezzar's army came and was getting ready to enter Jerusalem. The city was eventually taken in the 5th month of the 11th year. And Jeremiah, at that time, he was in the court of the prison. He was held there by Zedekiah for prophesying that the city would be taken. Well, Jeremiah's cousin, he comes to him in prison and says, "Do you want to buy some property?" It's actually a field in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. That's where Jeremiah came from. His cousin says, "You know, you have a right to buy this because it states in the law, Leviticus 25:25, it states, if a fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor he has to sell part of his property, then his nearest kinsman who is to come and buy back what his relative has sold." Now, if you knew the city of Chicago here would be invaded by a foreign army in a year, how many of us would be willing to go out and purchase some property now in the city? We would say, "Boy, that's surely a bad investment." What did Jeremiah do? He's prophesying that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and take this city. We read in verse 9 of the 32nd chapter. Jeremiah says, "And I bought the field of Hanameel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. And I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase to Barak, the son of Neariah, in the sight of Hanameel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court in the prison." And in verse 13 it says, "And I charge Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. And in verse 15, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. So Jeremiah certainly demonstrated his confidence that at a later time, God's favor would return to Israel. We recall Abraham was told to go to a certain land and to dwell there. Yet in Acts, the 7th chapter, verse 5, we're told that God gave him none inheritance in it. Not so much as to set his foot on it. Yet he prophesied that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him. And that promise made to Abraham, that was an earthly promise, and it must be fulfilled. And Abraham and Jeremiah will receive a better resurrection for God's word to be fulfilled, and will be princes in all the earth. So this bill of sale to Jeremiah was hid by his scribe, Barak, for many days, and someday that deed in the earthen jar may just be discovered by some archaeologist stating the rightful owner of this field in Anathoth belongs to Jeremiah. Now, Babylon was the chief kingdom in the earth during Jeremiah's time. Daniel, the prophet Daniel, he interpreted a dream of Nebuchadnezzar, of an image saying, "Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom. Thou art this head of gold." However, Jeremiah had given a prophecy concerning the destruction of this kingdom. It's found in almost the last chapter of the book, chapter 51, verse 1, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind." And in verse 58 of the chapter, we read, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire." And those who were around 70 years later saw the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy in the capture of the city of Babylon by the Medes and the Persians. In verse 60 of chapter 51, it says, "So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon." And in verse 61 it says, "And Jeremiah said to Sarai," now Sarai was like an ambassador for Judah. Judah was subject to Nebuchadnezzar at the time, so he went there on some official business. And so Jeremiah said to Sarai, "When thou comest to Babylon, then see that you read all these words aloud in this book that he wrote." And in verse 63, it says, "And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her. However, Jeremiah, being a prophet of the Lord, the real force of this prophecy is not to the literal city that was destroyed, but to mystic Babylon. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And we recall the words in Revelation 18:21, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city, Babylon, be cast down and shall be found no more at all. And so, brethren, since Jeremiah was a prophet of the Lord, God's word will not return unto him void, and it will accomplish what he pleases. And that great false religious system will someday be completely overthrown and not be heard of again at all. May the Lord add his blessing.